Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Tonight is Dynamite. Still haven't had anything in the last couple of days, but we got four matches announced. And the debut of Bryan Danielson as a commentator. It's his permanent debut that starts this week. So we'll say about Dynamite coming up here tonight. We've also got Worlds Collide on Friday, SmackDown, and a lot of other shows as well. And we'll give you some updates on how ticket sales are going for the Worlds Collide show, as well as the Canelo versus Crawford show. Those better be going well. I've seen about 75,000 commercials on WWE programming. We'll tell you about that. Plus, a new report has emerged detailing who will benefit from Hulk Hogan's estate and what it is worth, which is very different, by the way, from media reports. You know, a lot of media reports were saying his estate was worth $25 million. It does not look like that, but we'll tell you about that. Some notes on WrestlePalooza and what Mark Shapiro has to say about it. He's the TKO Chief Operating Officer. Conan did an interview talking about the show this weekend, the AAA show, and we've also got the return, well, at some point, of the Bunny. She's begun training again, so we'll give you the update on that, as well as NXT last night. NXT did a lot of stuff to build up this homecoming show, and there's something notable about that we'll talk about on the program today. So that'll also be a lot of fun. Filthy Tom joins us. You can text us if you want. 425-780-7566. Any questions? That is 425-780-7566. Or F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline at Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Are you going to make it through the show today without any profanity, Tom?
I can neither confirm nor deny that I will be able to make it through the show without cursing up a storm. But yeah. Hey, don't get on my bad side.
Dom, you got the finger on the button? I just want to make sure.
I got my finger on the pulse. I'll tell
all right.
You that.
We got a lot to get into here today. So tonight is Dynamite. And we got four matches announced for the show, as well as Brian Danielson, his first night as an official commentator. Wait, you could do this Turkish oil wrestling, Tom. I'm telling you.
Brian, is he aware that it's his first night?
Funny you should mention that. He did an interview, and he said he found out about it when Tony tweeted. That's when he found out he was now the new commentator. So, basically, he said that they had discussed it, but he didn't know that it was, like, happening, and then Tony just tweeted that it was happening. So, he's there tonight, and it's happening.
So, do you know who's going to be in the booth? Is it going to be Tony Schiavone?
Dude, we don't know. It's
Excalibur,
probably going to be like seven people.
Brian.
Bro, they don't get rid of people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Wade Barrett will be there. He's not going to be there. Wade, don't get mad at me. That was just silly. All right, anyway, we got Hangman Page and Josh Alexander in a non-title match. Tony Storm and Sky Blue in a Philly street fight, which I think is a non-title match, but doesn't specify here. Shelton Benjamin versus Ricochet, and Mercedes and Emi Sakura versus Riho and Alex Windsor. So that is the lineup for Dynamite tonight. We'll be covering that on Wrestling Observer Radio, as well as the Brian and Vinny show tomorrow. And by the way, if you didn't listen to the Brian and Vinny show last night with Granny, I strongly recommend you listen to Granny's segment. Apparently, she's decided she is now going to tell stories about some of her old girlfriends. And the first one was a doozy. So that's on the Brian and Vinny show last night. I strongly encourage you to go check that one out. All right. This weekend is this Canelo Crawford fight. You going to this show, Tom?
No,
Vegas.
I know, but I will be at the MLW show, Fightland, watching a number of other Mexican superstars. A lot of wrestlers from CMLL will be in action Saturday night for MLW Fightland, but unfortunately, I won't be able to watch Canelo versus Crawford, the first event under
what day do you fly out?
Boxing, Friday.
What time?
Midday.
I still want to.
You're not coming.
I still want to go to Worlds Collide, dude. There's 614 tickets left. Like, I could get in, but like the flights to Vegas are just outlandish. So I don't.
Have you ever watched Canelo or Crawford fight in your life?
I don't think I have. I don't want to go to that show. I want to go to Worlds Collide. Canelo and Crawford, you know, they've done all of those commercials on WWE programming. That's at the Allegiant Stadium, and they're at 64,956 with 1,700 tickets left. If that's accurate, that beats WrestleMania, any of the single nights of WrestleMania. So that's not doing too bad, looks like to me. And Worlds Collide, Thomas and Mac, they've got 1,900 tickets out. Maybe it's just guys like me that think this thing should have sold out like immediately. But 1,900 tickets out, 614 left, you know.
It's only been announced for like 2 weeks.
That's the problem. Like, if they would have announced this a couple of months ago, I'd be there. But they announced it like... Yeah, it was only like 3-4 weeks ago, because I remember they announced it and it was like September like 13th or whatever, or 12th.
Yeah, and really, I haven't seen any promotion in the way of like a package deal for Canelo and Crawford and AAA, which, you know,
I mean, they
would be able to do it, right?
614
tickets
left.
In the same
left.
City the night before. I mean, they have package deals with PBR and UFC and WWE. Why not have AAA and Canelo and Crawford?
Well, honestly, because I think they probably thought they'd sell out 2,500 tickets pretty fast, but, I mean, they haven't yet. If anyone's got, like, a free flight to Vegas and back, I just don't want to pay $700 to fly in to watch. Actually, as I read the card, I kind of start rethinking that.
You kind of do want to pay $700? You're going to get to see Pagano live.
Bro, Pagano and Psycho Clown versus The New Day. I still can't believe that match is happening.
Well, you know what? You know who I get the call on the flip side? I'll be on the microphone for Zando Khan Jr., Barboza, and Defunto. So my own level of curiosity will be piqued seeing those guys in action.
Hijo de Vikingo, Del Vikingo versus Dominic, and Natty and Fabi Apache, and Finn and Roxanne versus Mr. Iguana and
Listen,
Lola Vice.
Who could care about Natalia and Fabi Apache after last night?
What are you talking about? What a great build for that match. Kidding me?
I was more interested just watching them beat the crap out of each other in that three-way than seeing that horrific finish. They had to ruin our beloved speed tournament.
You know, Tom, I got to say one thing about NXT. We'll do the report later. But I've mentioned it 1,000 times. I really enjoy it's the show I think I look forward to the most, because I just never know what's gonna happen. It's such a throwback to the '90s. It's just such a weird show, okay? But I will say that the one thing about NXT is it is the only show where I feel like in some way I will always be let down. You know what I mean? It's just like, they did it with Javon. We'll get to that. I mean, you know, Javon's out there, great match, place going nuts, and he loses again. And it's like, okay, like, I got it for a while. But you realize that this guy debuted 14 months ago, and he has been failing nonstop for 14 months. Like, are we ever going anywhere with this? So my point to this is, because Lola Vice is on this AAA show, these video packages the last 2 weeks for Lola Vice, like...
Fantastic.
Incredible. The video packages are incredible. And...
Sign her dad.
Oh, we'll get to him. But, like, the video packages are incredible. The show that she's fighting for the title on is very close to Miami. It's basically she's in her hometown. She comes across as, like, the biggest star. It's like JC's been champion for a long time. But, like, this is the one promotion where I just figure if I, like, had to spend money because I wanted to see a result, I would never spend my money on NXT because I presume she's losing. I have no faith after these awesome video packages. It's like if this were any other promotion, like, you'd have to be a moron to not put the title on her. You'd have to be, like, an idiot. But it's NXT, so I'm expecting to watch the show and, like, JC Jane beats Lola Vice, and then we just go on. That, this is the one promotion like that. Even if, like, Raw and SmackDown, it's like, even Raw and SmackDown, like, eventually they're going to give you what you want to see. They didn't when Vince was in charge, but they do now. But, I mean, this show, I expect her to lose. And Siobhan lost, and it's like, the whole gimmick of NXT is, let's work really hard to get people over and then beat them. And I don't know why, but, like, that's what they do.
She's winning that belt.
I'm glad you have faith.
I don't have faith for a long title reign.
We have
Iho. I have faith that she's winning that title.
Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr. against Dragon Lee, JD, and Ethan Page in a four-way for the Latin American title. And the Lucha Showcase, La Parca, Masquerita Sagrada, Niño Hamburguesa, Cruz del Toro, unless he's got a sister, Joaquin Wilde, Lince Dorado, Mini Abismo Negro, and yes, Tom, Octagon Jr. somehow got cleared.
What?
Yeah. He's clear and he's good to go.
Did you get a new head?
I mean, man. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Actually, a lot of AEW articles out today, which is always good if it's the day of a show. TSN in Canada has got an article on Don Callis. Callis embraces the hate as AEW's most reviled man. Yes, he is a disgusting human. Talks about how the first time he went out and got all that heat, his Apple Watch has a it's got one of those noise gimmicks, and it went off because it was too loud out there. He couldn't hear a thing, and it was Jeff Jones was in the back, and his watch went off too, and it was the decibel level of a jet. So he's got a big article here about
Kevin Knight.
He doesn't understand Kevin Knight. He's not quite as loud. But yeah, he doesn't understand why he's so hated. You want me to get started? And then we got this. AEW star Maxwell Friedman, MJF, is set to join Violent Night 2 from Universal and 87 North. It's going to star a number of individuals, including Kristen Bell. It's about apparently some angry Santa, a vigilante Santa. That was Violent Night 1. This is Violent Night 2. So, pardon me, Dom, I'm just reading the article. Ass-kicking Santa Claus is back. It is unknown who Friedman will play. Hope he plays Santa.
Going to hand out some Yuletide beatings.
Yeah. Violent Night 2. So there you go.
Brian, also tomorrow,
yeah,
a little bit of a plug on Honor Club, a special edition of Dean. It's Dean 3.
Dean 3?
Dean 3 with Billy Starks taking on Nicole Matthews.
How often are they doing these Deans now?
Lee Moriarty versus Josh Woods. La Faction Ingo Bernable taking on Cheeseburger, Eli Isom, and Rhett Titus. And Hair versus Hair. Demas versus Mad Dog Conley.
Wow.
They seem to be quarterly Deans.
Is it like a promotion now? Because I knew they did the first one and it was a tribute show and it was awesome. And then all of a sudden there was going to be another one. And now we're at 3. So it's almost like this is a new promotion. Dean! With a teal day bang.
What do you want me to say? I'm not in charge.
All right. Thanks. Okay, we got a new report on Hulk Hogan. Us Weekly, which I used to think was US Weekly for about 15 years. They reported that Hogan's son Nick is the sole beneficiary of Hogan's estate. His wife Skye is listed as the surviving spouse. Brooke Hogan, not a beneficiary. She has to be removed from the will. There are approximately $5 million in assets listed, along with money that could potentially come from a medical malpractice suit that his wife is planning. Hogan left behind $200,000 in crypto, $799,000 in personal property and intellectual property. And in addition to his right to publicity, is worth $4 million and an unknown value for a potential medical malpractice lawsuit. So all those articles, there were a bunch of articles when he passed away talking about his estate being worth $25 million. And looks like it's not. About $5 million. Of course, he could make a lot if that malpractice lawsuit, if they get a payout on that. So that is the update on Hogan. Then we have Mark Shapiro. Yes.
Brian, also, there's been an announcement for Real American Wrestling 2, which will take place, or Real American Freestyle, I apologize, which will take place from Penn State University in November.
It should have a Real American Greco-Roman. What do you think?
Should we have Carl Stern on to educate you on how our current wrestling style is a derivative of Greco-Roman from France in the circus days in the 1800s?
Well, of course it is. You don't think I've read that book? You think I pretend to read these books, Tom?
His book was about America, not France.
I know,
but
yes,
talked about I do think you pretend.
He should
to read
he
that.
Should write a book about the. How France was the catalyst for all of this professional wrestling frivolity.
You know who actually are the ones that uncovered that footage?
Who's that?
The guys that run Dean.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll get that Hackenschmidt-Gotch footage. Then we'll talk.
We're talking right now. What do you mean, then we'll talk?
I want that footage, Tom.
You're not getting it.
Why? They find old footage all the time. I'm not saying it's likely, but it was filmed. I don't think it's impossible that it's out there somewhere.
Well, I hope we find it, but...
Of course, by the time we do, it may be dust. But it would be cool, wouldn't it? You think it was a shoot or a work?
Shoot.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. Mark Shapiro did an interview... And he said he hoped that WrestlePalooza would be, quote, an annual recurring franchise for the company and one that is both on par with two of their most notable PLEs.
Great Balls of Fire.
And becomes part of the Big Four events. Hopefully, he says, WrestlePalooza is a winner and we can bring it back annually. That could be a marketing bonanza for us, he said. He says Triple H is spending day and night creatively making what we think it can be, another WrestleMania or another SummerSlam. Do we really need... So we got two nights of WrestleMania, two nights of SummerSlam, and then you want WrestlePalooza the month after SummerSlam?
Well, SummerSlam was in July this year.
Barely. But, I mean, there was no other August show, right?
Six, 7 weeks later?
Yeah, it was like SummerSlam and then
Clash
WrestlePalooza.
In Paris.
I guess that's right, yeah. He said Royal Rumble is below the level, and they feel that WrestlePalooza could be in that quadrant. I don't know, man. I think Royal Rumble is bigger than SummerSlam. That's what it feels like to me.
I mean, I look forward to it more because of the match.
I think most people do. I hear more people talking about Royal Rumble. When I hear about like people that don't normally come over to watch a show, like your Mark or whoever... you know, most people talk about WrestleMania and Royal Rumble. Like, not SummerSlam.
Did you just call me a Mark?
No, my buddy Mark! You are my Mark buddy, but my buddy Mark is who I'm talking about.
What they should do is focus on bringing Survivor Series back up to being one of the big four.
Yeah, but the reason it was a big four back in the day was there were only four. And, you know, they still call it Survivor Series, even though I don't remember the last time we did a Survivor Series match. Which I think that they should probably do more of. You know, bring back that Survivor Series match. What, you can't have people do jobs? And there's plenty of interference you can have a match like that. So, I also like these, and Tony Khan does this as well. When, like, somebody in charge says, I really hope we can do this. It's like, we'll do it.
Make it happen.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You hope that like WrestlePalooza can come back next year. What do you mean you hope? You can't do a pay-per-view anytime you want. You're in charge. What are you talking about, Mark Shapiro?
Well, they couldn't do day one anytime they wanted.
Like Tony Khan going, I really hope Chris Jericho comes back soon. It's like, well, book him. You're his boss. He's under contract. I don't know, man. Kind of weird if you ask me. The Bunny is going to be returning to action soon. She has resumed in-ring training. And she actually hasn't... she was removed from the roster page in November of 2023. Allegedly had come to a release. Now she's training for a match again. And she says she doesn't want to rush back into the ring because it hurts, she said. That first bump, you guys, I started hitting the ropes. It was painful. But honestly, it felt so good. Yeah, hitting those ropes, that hurts.
Taking bumps, that hurts.
Yeah.
Getting hit in the face, that hurts.
Getting your hip replaced. So what's the story with your hip replacement?
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
That's why you're asking. I got a call, a follow-up call from on Monday from the doctor, Dr. Bischoff, who said that, I mean, she's just asking general
questions. Name. That's her name. Is it her?
Yeah.
Dr. Bischoff did your surgery. Yeah.
No, she's the anesthesiologist.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so she gave me 83 weeks of medication in my leg.
She actually might have after I heard this story.
Well, yeah, she she said that my surgery took 5 hours to complete, and like a normal hip replacement takes 1 hour. She said it was
the worst.
I thought
you said 15 minutes.
45 to okay. An hour. Hour and a half, 2 hours. She said it was the worst case of arthritis she'd ever seen, and that it was the worst case, or like gnarliest case, that she's seen this year.
Why was it so arthritic?
Probably, I don't know. You can ask Dave Meltzer. Apparently he's been doing research and trying to gather the data on this sort of exact thing.
What are you talking about? Are you serious or are you joking?
No, you had an entire conversation with him. Why do I think? Probably the years of wrestling and doing MMA and then pro wrestling all combined.
But here's my question. Like, you, I'll ask you after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Making the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This guy goes, I don't know why Brian keeps harping on the whole Tony Khan wanting to use Jericho thing. He can want to use him, but not as much as he doesn't want to feature him before he goes to WWE. I'm sure if Jericho agreed to re-sign, he would be using him. Listen.
Then just don't say it.
If you are signing people, let's say you're signing people to three-month deals, okay? You're signing people to three-year deals. You're signing people to three-year deals, okay? And you're just going to say, well, you know, once they've been here for a little over 2 years, if they don't agree to re-sign, I'm just going to have to take them off TV. So you're just going to give up like 8 months. You're going to pay them for 8 months. Just because they might go somewhere else, that is a horrible way to waste your money. Listen, your deal, I mean, it's like WWE. I mean, I don't know how AEW does it, but in WWE, you know, when you're done, you know, people go elsewhere. Or if you get released, you've got the 90-day no-compete. But, I mean, is it devastating to your business to use a guy for the length of his contract? We're just going to stop using him? I don't get this at all. Not to mention, okay, so what? Are you worried that Britt Baker is going to go to WWE? Well, her deal isn't up for another year or so. You haven't used her for like a year. So how far does it go back? I mean, are we going to use her for a year and then the second 2 years we don't use them because they might go somewhere else? Like, if you want to use the guy, use him. That's it.
I mean, you could make the case for some people that you wouldn't want to use a person because maybe they're going to put in less effort or they're going to tank their performance. But I really don't see Jericho being the type of person to come back on TV and do that. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure if you were booking him, he's going to put forth his best effort on the show. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you.
He said that when he signs someone for X number of deals, he's going to pay them for that many years. Well, yeah, he's paying him to do nothing. Like, this is common sense. Pay him through the duration of his deal and use him through the duration of the deal. Otherwise, I don't know. If you're worried about it, sign everyone to 3-year and 3-month contracts and you don't use them for the last 3 months. But you're still paying them. It's ridiculous. And he has released people who were under contract, by the way, Binding of Josh. It has happened. All right. The question I had for you is, when we did that Bang Bros match, which was like 2 years ago, you were kind of moving a little bit, you know?
It was a lot longer than 2 years ago.
It was 2023.
No way.
Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure. You can look it
up.
Go
check.
But anyway, the point is, you were moving a little. You were mildly hobbled. But, you know, when I saw you at the Relentless show.
You're just making stuff up.
No, I'm not, dude. This, bro, when I saw you at that last show, when you couldn't even stand up.
Show.
Yeah, it felt like this escalated remarkably quickly. So my question to you is, how long had your hip been bothering you?
Doctor said I should have gotten surgery over a year ago. My hip bothering me?
Yes.
Who knows? I'm in the business of pro wrestling. Something's always bothering me.
Well, I know, but like, did it really bug you? The fact that, here's my point, dude. The fact that she said it's the worst case of arthritis she'd ever seen, that sounds to me like, man, this had been bugging this guy for like 30 years. No?
You know what? I probably would have been UFC champion if I didn't have this arthritic left hip. But hey, it helped me back.
Should I send you another belt?
It helped me back. Look what it's done now. It's made me have to sit in this chair and talk to you.
Hey, at least you can sit down, dude. That's a big improvement over when you got surgery. Couldn't sit down at all. Had to stand. Who cares? I'm just trying to ask how you're doing, but you have to make a big deal out of it, so.
There's more important
things. I just
won't
even care anymore. Like what, NXT?
NXT.
God.
Yeah.
NXT. Well, I'd rather talk about your hip. Javon and Briggs, I mean, the match was awesome. Great match. Place going wild. Going absolutely wild for Javon.
Show started hot. Then he got right in the ring and was talking trash and then flew onto Briggs.
Yep, they hate Briggs.
In Iowa.
And keep in mind, by the way, that Briggs did a number one contenders match last week, and he got beaten. So he's not even in the title picture. And, you know, Javon's coming off that loss to Oba, trying to rebuild. And they have this awesome match, and then Briggs ends up getting a chair. The ref takes a chair away, and Javon goes for a springboard. Briggs hits him with a chain and pins him. 16 months, dude. Just keeps losing and losing and losing. You can just hear the crowd like, oh, God, we fell for it again. Yep. Then we had Oba and Ricky arguing backstage. They announced that next week on Homecoming, they're going to be on the Grayson Waller effect. And then Trick walks in and says, is all clear, Ava? She goes, yeah, we're all good. And he told Oba to remember they weren't finished. So then, this is the most bizarre thing. I can't even. I need an hour on the Brian and Vinny show for this one. But long story short, next week it is DIY.
Babyface DIY.
Are they?
That's
the problem. It's DIY versus Trick and his mystery partner, who ends up being Carmelo. And, you know, everybody, when he said he had a mystery partner, was saying it was going to be Carmelo. And I was like, why would it be Carmelo? This doesn't make any sense. They left on bad terms. They hated each other. Trick still trash talks the guy. So apparently in storyline, Trick called Carmelo to come in as backup. Carmelo said, okay. But then when he showed up, he just cut a promo on Trick and told him how much he didn't like him. And then, you know, DIY made some comments. DIY, by the way, are heels on the main roster. But I think they were babyfaces last week, except they double-teamed Trick 2-on-1 and beat him down. And now Trick has brought in a babyface partner.
Kind of.
I don't know what's going on, dude.
Carmelo Hayes is not technically a babyface.
No, he is. I know he's not listed, but like the story is he's the babyface, Miz is the heel, Carmelo hates this guy, Miz keeps putting him in matches he doesn't want to be in. He's basically a babyface, okay?
Miz is the babyface.
No, he's not. Would you stop it?
He should
Quit
be.
Quit pushing my
buttons.
He's
the one. He's saving Carmelo from doing that stupid flying leg drop off the top. He's saving him from a hip replacement surgery in the future. And he's the one winning these matches. How is the Miz the bad guy here?
So anyway, they're going to have a match at the show. And I'm sure the fans will love it. Probably be a really good match. But the whole psychology from start to finish is absolutely bizarre. Then we had Fabi Apache and NXT's Lainey Reed. You want to talk about the speed match? Go for it.
No, I don't want to talk about it because they ruined one of my favorite concepts by having a 3-minute match end with interference. And it wasn't even good interference.
She just
They're
looked
having
at her.
The match. Natty gets up. Fabi Apache's on the top rope. They look at each other. Even the WWE Twitter account said, slight interference by Natalya. Fabi misses the Swanton. Lady Reed hits a running knee and pins her.
Hideous.
Ahead of Natalya versus Fabi Apache on Friday. This is how they set up that match.
Yeah.
Why couldn't Fabi Apache win this?
Because you'd have to go on in the speed tournament, and I guess they wanted NXT's Lainey Reed.
I thought she was from Evolve.
So did I, but she was listed on the graphic as NXT's Lainey Reed because they wanted speed wrestlers from many different promotions. So she was listed as NXT. Don't look at me, dude. A wacky Blake Monroe video package, and then Dark State versus Hank and Tank, which they played off last week's deal. So, like, Butt Guy doesn't talk about butts anymore, but he's still an idiot, okay? So, last week, he had Hank in a chin lock, and he goes, "Nobody can save you now." And so Hank screams, "Joe Hendry!" And Joe Hendry's music hits, and he appears, and he helps the babyfaces win. So this week, Butt Guy has, he's got him. He's got old Hank. But he's an idiot. And so he says, and I quote, "Joe Hendry's not coming tonight." So he said his name, because he's an idiot. And Joe Hendry explodes through this wall to his music. And the place is going wild. But then the referee's getting rid of him. Osiris reverses a cradle. And Dark State wins. Yeah. Stark State is just a bunch of geeks still. They're bigger geeks than Hank and Tank. Think about that.
Dark days for the NXT tag division.
Then we had Tavion Heights and Ethan Page. Oh, my God. Tavion speared him through the ropes and pretty much killed Ethan. He landed upside down on his neck, looked like he was dead. The referee jumped in. He backed off Tavion to make sure this guy was alive. And apparently he was because he kept working. And he did the whole rest of the match. Tavion ended up going up there, and this was another one. Tavion wins the flag match. He captures the flag. We plugged this yesterday when we were previewing the show, and it was like, yeah, I'll bet Tavion gets that win so he gets a title match against Ethan. Well, Tavion wins the match against this North American champion, and suddenly Tyler Breeze shows up.
What?
Tyler Breeze.
Huh?
And they then announce, next week at Homecoming, Ethan Page defends the North American title against Tyler Breeze. Like, what? Okay. Whatever. Then we add the incredible Lola Vice video package. Her father is a whirlwind. Is there a bigger gimmick in this business? I'm talking anywhere in this business than her father, Tom. And I say that with all due respect. Is there one? I mean, even if you went back to like Crazy Flair in the late 90s in WCW, you still ain't touching Lola Vice's dad. And if you think I'm kidding, if you think I'm joking, watch this show. Watch it. I never seen anything like this guy. Am I wrong?
No,
I'm trying to think of a movie character more outlandish than this guy. Name one.
He's something else. he's like every stereotype wrapped into one.
Yeah, like all of them in the world wrapped into one.
Her sister's phenomenal, too.
Yes.
Natalie Lareda.
Oh, yeah.
Just gushing over the accomplishments of her sister and her becoming the champion in the future. And then she puts her dukes up.
Bro, I'm
like, sign her. Sign them both.
If I'm Shawn Michaels, she's winning this title because I don't want to deal with her dad. Fatal Influence.
I'd give the title to Natalie Lareda, too.
Fatal Influence versus Sol and Zarya versus Tizzy in an elimination match. Actually, it was a very good match. It was very choreographed and very long, but, I mean, the place went nuts for it and everything looked good. And ends up with Tizzy getting the win. And then JC screaming at Fatal Influence. And we'll get to what happened after the break because I don't know what's going on. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I don't know what in God's name is going on, but on Raw, there was supposed to be a Stephanie Vaquer contract signing with EO, and they just mysteriously announced Stephanie is not here, but we think she's going to be all right for WrestlePalooza. And it was like, is she hurt? Is she injured? Is it an angle? Like, what the heck's going on? And so the very next night on NXT, after Fatal Influence, you know, they're all yelling at each other after the main event, out comes Stephanie. And she comes out, and then Tiffy comes out, and then Rhea comes out. And they're doing Fatal Influence versus Rhea, Tiffany, and Stephanie next week. And it's like, well, where was she? What was happening? I mean, it's just bizarre. So something's going on with Stephanie. I don't know what it is, but like something's up, and it's pretty weird.
That entire last segment had me wondering what was going on. Much like Booker T, I had to pop my neck, man.
Yeah, he had to pop his neck. When was it Stephanie that he had to pop his neck for?
I think it was all three of them.
Might have been. Yeah. God, this Vic. Vinny hates Vic. And I don't mind the guy, but he says dumb stuff. Dude, you realize Vic didn't even realize that Briggs used a chain until he watched the replay? It's like, are you eating candy the whole time? Like, how did you not see that? It was like right there. He did the big wrap the chain around his fist and bonked the guy. And anyway, I don't know what's happening. So.
Hey, maybe Vic needs to pop his neck, man.
We're out of here, everybody. All I know is Stephanie's not hurt. What the rest of the story is, I don't know. So, I guess we'll find out. Hey, listen, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern After Dark Radio is scheduled for today. I plan to be there live unless something happens, which with After Dark, you never know. But check it out. However you're listening to this show, After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, live today, Sports Byline. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.